We knew that Dave Up the Grove, one of the weirdest last names I've ever heard, that Dave Up the Grove would be a disaster as public lands commissioner. You may think to yourself, you don't know what a public lands commissioner does, but I could tell you is that a bad public lands commissioner makes your life more expensive and is bad for the environment. Probably get a lot more wildfires because of somebody who doesn't know what they're doing. And that's exactly what's happening thanks to a recent decision that Dave Up the Grove made. Joining us now to discuss on the Warrior Injury Law studio line is Representative Kevin Waters. Thank you so much for being with us today.
No, thank you, Ari. I appreciate being here with you today.
Such a pleasure. So let's go through exactly what he did to the timber industry, because I love how Democrats are saying, oh, we're just trying to make life more affordable for everybody. But if you're destroying the timber industry, which we have here in Washington, that now means you need to import everything, which means now automatically it's more expensive.
Yeah, no, 100%. So this plan really started in the beginning of January. The commissioner, you know, he came out, Up the Grove made huge promises that, you know, looking at his campaign when he was running for commissioner against Ferrer Butler, a lot of us just sat there and went, how the heck is this guy going to be able to come through on these promises? And one of them was shutting down all of our older forests, older in age forests. And so he shut down 70,000 acres at the beginning of his year. And then he attacked on an additional 10,000 yesterday. But this is about a 20% reduction in funds that can be going to local school districts, especially down here in Southwest Washington, but also up in your area. And it's all across the state that these schools, these counties, these local small counties, they depend on these timber revenues. This state, when they formed this state, when they were forming how to rely and depend on natural resources, they set it up to where these smaller communities that didn't have population centers still were able to generate revenue. And then back in the 20s and 30s, the counties and the schools entrusted the state to operate and manage the forest lands to the best of their ability. And in the last, you know, 80 to 100 years, we have seen especially in the last 40 years, we've seen an enormous decline in timber revenue. And it's just something that they've taken for granted. You know, we're coming out of one of the hardest sessions in memory for about any legislator or person that's been in the Capitol for over 30 years. And we are coming off significant budget shortfalls. We have almost every single school in the state that is in a budget shortfall. And we are now going to cap people at the knees, taking out another $300 million out of rural communities because of this decision. It's just not the right, it's not the right call.
So I just want to read from his press release, because I noticed this here. They have a quote from Chris Rakedahl, the superintendent. And he writes, Commissioner Up the Grove's order to conserve 77,000 acres of the most critical forest in Western Washington is the right decision. I've had a front row seat to the debates about our forest and as a member of the Board of Natural Resources for over 8 years. It's a testament to Commissioner Up the Grove's leadership that today we are talking about a different path for our older forests, certainly for the rural schools and libraries that rely on revenue from DNR, an opportunity to move forward together. Hang on a second. If it's cutting off the revenue, what the hell is he talking about?
Yeah, I mean, it literally makes no sense. It is posturing. It is severe posturing. And they, it's flat out lying. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. You know, we have seen nothing but a decline. There's been no backflow. There's been no coming back with funding. I'm the fourth generation to graduate from Stevenson. And, you know, the school that my 5 and 7 year old are attending starting this week, the same schools that their great grandmother went into, had no air conditioning, still have no air conditioning. And this is across the state. You know, I'm using me as a is, you know, kind of what I see, but I've been across the state. I've seen these schools. They could use a dime, and it needs to go back into their buildings, and it needs to go back towards students. And that's what this is doing. It's cutting it all off. I swear these people are just in these positions for the power and the glory. There's no real work being done here.
Aren't
they're just taking it all away.
Aren't they the ones who are always saying they're trying to make our lives more affordable? Aren't they the ones that are always saying this is going to impact rural communities? That's literally what they're doing here. What, they want more school districts begging for handouts the way we had in the last session so they tax all of us? It seems to me they want to say, hey, you know what? Let's kill this industry, and then we're just going to tax people more, including the people who don't have jobs because we just killed their industry.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you have the state of Seattle running the entire, rest of the state, it just doesn't make for good policy. This was none of this. There was no timber at the table. There's no small communities at the table. I mean, they had a Thurston County commissioner that quoted, that was used to quote, and it wasn't coming from a rural community. It wasn't coming from a community that is actually relying on these funds. It came from somebody that has the opportunity to tax the you-know-what out of their entire county. We don't have those opportunities down here without the population base. And so, policy makes our cost of living more expensive, and it just doesn't allow us to fix Washington the way we're supposed to.
In the last few minutes we have with Representative Kevin Waters about this issue of Dave Up the Grove, the public lands commissioner, saying, I'm going to do everything I possibly can to kill timber, and all the Democrats backing him up. Here's what I never understood about this. Trees are a renewable resource. And anybody who knows anything about logging knows that if you cut down a forest, they have to plant a new one, let it grow, and they do a better job. The people who are the loggers do a better job of maintaining those forests because they want to protect their stock. You think the Democrats know anything about this? Because the last time I was out in the middle of nowhere on a horseback ride, I actually saw the Department of Natural Resources was cutting down stuff and leaving them places. If I didn't know better, I would think they were specifically doing this to cause wildfires. But by getting rid of the timber industry, it seems like what they are doing is encouraging more wildfires because nobody's doing what they need to do to clear these forests and to take care of these forests.
Yeah, I mean, we are seeing all. So, you know, what's happened over the last 100 years is we did have bad actors. I'll be the first one to tell you. There's people in my community that could tell you the bad actors that, you know, from the beginning of the 1900s to the 1970s. And those bad actors may have given us a bad name in timber. But to your point, every timber management company that I know wants best results. They want good, healthy trees. It is in the best interest of the community and in the state. And I can't reiterate enough, you have folks who are literally making policies that have never lived in these communities. They don't understand these communities. They don't understand that when you take a guy's livelihood away, he's not going to go to college and rehab his life. I've seen it. These policies make people go into drugs. They stop generational buildup of wealth. They do everything to take down the family unit. And that's what this is. And to be honest with you, I'm just sick. I'm sick of it. That's why I ran for office. I'm sick of this. I'm sick of seeing it. And the commissioner has not once reached out to any of us to talk to us about this.
No, why would he? The city boy knows better than all of you, don't you know? Yes, he absolutely knows these things. That's Dave Up the Grove's way. That's the way he was on the King County Council also. And now he's making bad decisions for the rest of the state like he did for King County. Yes, I'm sure he knows a ton about rural living and timber. Representative Kevin Waters, thank you so much for joining us today to discuss this very important issue that too many people don't even know is going on. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Ari. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to The Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.